Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Saddle up and protect yourself with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Sometimes when you're browsing on that unsecured Wi-Fi, you open yourself up to a hotbed of hackers and malware and annoying pop-up ads. It's like you're getting kicked with a pair of spurs. You don't want that. NordVPN.com/Fightful has threat protection and a 30-day money-back guarantee. So you're safe wherever you are, whether you're traveling, whether you're at home. You can use it on all your devices, the fastest VPN in the world. Avoid price discrimination. Avoid geo-blocking. Subscribe to services overseas that are much cheaper than where you are domestically. And it's got that threat protection. Man, you when you're protecting something like Adam Hangman Page protects his title, you want that threat protection. He's got the Dark Order. You've got NordVPN.com/Fightful. Get a great deal. Plus an additional month free and a 30-day money-back guarantee with NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp here with a name you know. We got the freezing Hangman Page.
It's so cold. My lips are so hard. Can you tell?
Oh, my gosh.
I hope you can't tell.
This man used to be an educator.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
So before this, I interviewed Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, the wrestling dentist.
Okay.
Did you ever give consideration to be the wrestling teacher?
No, because I feel like people have done that before, right? It never goes well. Or am I the wrestling teacher? Because I was the wrestling teacher.
Yeah.
Not the teaching wrestler. That doesn't work.
But you could argue the same thing for Britt and the dentist. How many Isaac Yankem jokes do you think she got over the years?
Maybe. I don't know. She makes it work, so kudos to her. I don't know if I could pull off wrestling teacher, teaching wrestler.
Yeah, I don't think anybody could.
I'm glad you mentioned dentist. I had to cancel my dentist appointment this week, and I need to call and get another appointment, just routine cleaning and shit.
Okay.
Do it every 6 months or whatever. You're supposed to do that. It keeps you alive and stuff.
I just had one yanked. I had a chipped tooth from MMA, and it just broke off completely.
Wow.
And I was like, got to get it yanked.
So you had like a fang.
Oh, I was horrified, and it was easy.
That's cool.
So easy.
That's cool, man.
So, as I mentioned, you used to be an educator.
Yes.
And I saw recently that one of your students popped up on your Instagram, and, like, I'm sure you're seeing that here and there where your students are like, man, my teacher is world champion now.
On occasion. Honestly, kind of rarely. Like, not as much as, I don't know, you might would think.
Sure.
I think once I got out of my class, they just checked out, you know. I don't blame them. They'd seen enough of me, heard enough of my dumb ass, and decided to check me out of their lives. Most of them, anyway.
Let me make sure. Did this just flip off?
What's going on?
What just happened with that? Tech error. We're back. Man,
this is what I used to teach. If you had taken my class, that would never happen.
Did you?
I taught cameras.
I thought you were a math teacher, weren't you?
No math.
No, cameras.
No, I'm terrible at math.
Just cameras.
Yeah, just
Keith
cameras.
Keith Mitchell was one of his students. Keith Mitchell.
It's true.
Came to you.
Keith Mitchell was one of my students, yes.
Keith, see, if Kevin Dunn had taken your class, I wouldn't have to deal with shakes and zooms.
Oh, 100%. I would have taught him better, but oh well, man. He didn't go to Halifax, so.
You live and you learn.
He's screwed.
So, we're here at the Lexington Comic Con, or just removed from it. Are you a big superhero guy, comic book guy, any of that
stuff? No, not at all. Please forgive me if this annoys you or pisses you off. I'm tired of the superhero stuff, man. Every movie's a superhero movie these days. You can't, like, man, I just, and hey, if you like it, that's cool. I'm glad you're probably having a ball these past 20 years. But damn, like, I just want to go see something, like, original that ain't about flying around and shit.
The only one that I made an exception for a while was Deadpool, because I'm a Ryan Reynolds guy.
I watched that. I like Deadpool.
It was a little bit different.
I mean, I've watched some of them, you know. I fell asleep, I think, of the Thor movie. It wasn't bad or anything. I was
boring.
Just so tired.
And really?
I couldn't, I just like got home from a trip and I just couldn't stay awake. So yeah, I don't know, man. I'm tired of the superhero stuff. I feel like those big blockbusters that used to come out in the day about just like anything, just random stuff, they don't happen anymore. Because it's all superheroes.
I was
now.
Beside myself excited when Moneyball was a hit. I
yeah,
was like,
right. Yeah.
Give me that.
I always like, I know Forrest Gump's always people's go to, but like, I feel like they don't make movies about just, I don't know, just some random stuff like that anymore. I miss that. And I'm sorry if you're a superhero person. I'm very happy for you these past 20, but I'm over it, you know. Sorry.
So a couple years ago, I sent a colleague of mine to do some interviews at StarCast, I think it was. He got a quick one with you.
Okay, a little quickie.
We talked about Full Gear, and originally it seemed like, you know, that's named after the skit, the Full Gear skit.
Oh, right, yeah.
But since then, like, they got actual, honest-to-God gears in the logo. It feels like it's changed.
It could have just been a lot of, like, pictures of me and my wrestling gear all over the set.
Yeah.
And my trunks would have, like, swirled around or something cool.
Well, you said that you wanted, like, assless chaps as the
entrance. Oh, yeah, that would have been badass, yeah. I had assless chaps as the entrance. Like, it's just my, like, bare ass and some chaps, and then I guess to come out, it would have to, like, open up.
Yeah,
you come
course.
Out from my bunghole.
It'd be full Mike Honcho from Step Brothers.
Yeah, like, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That's what they should have done, and that's why we're probably, like, a multi-million-dollar company and, like a billion-dollar company.
Sure.
But I don't run the place, so my suggestions only go so far.
And to apologize from error, Mike Honcho is from Talladega Nights, played by Cal Naughton Jr. You familiar with Cal Naughton Jr.? Talladega Nights?
Maybe, yeah. It's been a while.
Oh,
I haven't seen that in a while.
We're sitting here talking about original blockbusters.
I feel like they don't make those kind of movies anymore. If I'm flipping through the channel or through the like Netflix or whatever and I want to find something funny, it's hard to find something funny these days.
Will Ferrell like really drove the sports comedy into the ground, though. He was
maybe. I'm ready for another one, though.
Yeah.
Maybe not necessarily even him. Just, you know, something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Make me laugh at something.
It was
Jesus.
Just Talladega Nights, semi-pro, Blades of Glory, back to back.
That's
to back
true.
And I'm
That's
like, man,
true.
You gotta chill, you gotta give me something else. So I'll talk to you about a semi-serious subject here.
Okay. Oh,
you got a banger of a theme.
Oh, thank you.
A banger.
I wrote
of a
it
theme.
My entrance music.
Yes,
I wrote it and recorded it myself.
See, the thing is, I don't know if you're being honest or not. I have no clue, and that bothers me. You're looking at me.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You believe it's possible?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I want you to keep believing.
Keep believing. Good.
Yeah, I have a performing musical name of Vincent Padula.
He was a music teacher in school.
I also taught musics. And I wrote that song. Actually, I wrote that one in middle school.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's talent.
And I didn't.
Right there.
I never recorded it until I got a bit older. I didn't know it would become my entrance music on the way to the ring. But, you know, stranger things have happened.
I feel like if Lil Nas X slapped some lyrics over that, it's a top 10 hit.
That'd be great. Yeah, yeah. I would love for something like that. I don't really have any ends with him, I can't say.
I'm surprised.
So I'm not a big go out and meet and hang out with all the guys afterwards. So I'm not, you know, I'm not really in with him. Do you know Lil Nas X?
I bet Britt Baker does. Like we were.
She probably does. I feel like she knows everyone.
She does. Like David Koechner. Do you know who that is?
Oh yeah, he was beside me today in the thing.
There you go.
Yeah.
She just waved him over and was like, "Hey, we're having dinner tonight." He's like, "No, no, we're not." And then by the end of that conversation, he's like,
"They probably are, right?" Yeah.
Because she was like, "You might die tomorrow and not have had dinner with me. How would you feel then?" And he was like, "Well, I guess
he'd probably feel pretty bad."
He would.
Yeah, anybody would.
Yeah. Right. Live, laugh, love. You know, all that good stuff. So, like, I was ready to ask you a bunch of things about this banger theme. Now I just want to know how. Like, did you on a Yamaha? Is that how it happened?
No, I'm trying to think what it sounds like. there's like a bell, and I hit that.
Yeah.
And there's a little guitar intro. I played that.
Yeah.
There's some string orchestra. I played the orchestra. I was the person in the front of the orchestra, the back of the orchestra, the middle of the orchestra. I did it all myself, just me.
Vincent Padula. You came out to the ring on a horse. Please tell me how that. Like, first off, who brought it up to you? Who said, "We're doing the horse"?
Oh, me. I said, "We're doing the horse." And everybody said, "No, the hell we're not." And I said, "Yes, we are." Until the horse showed up, and they just figured, oh, well, I guess we are.
Did the horse try to hold anybody up like Jeff Jarrett, No Mercy, 99
style? That horse had been in the show business for a very long time.
It was a show horse?
The show horse. That horse had been on Chicago Fire, Chicago PD. The horse is in the Dark Knight. This is a big-time performing horse. So, of course, he held everyone up for money. Tony personally held up Tony from leaving from Chicago without, you know, an extra 10 grand. And he got it. God rest his soul. He's dead now. You can't take it with you, you know?
He didn't trust Tony to give him his pay-per-view residuals, just like Jeff Jarrett.
No, he didn't. He's been around the block, and he understands how this works, yeah.
Also, I mean, I guess it's kind of impressive. If he's in the Dark Knight, so was Zeus. The former Tiny,
is that true?
Rest his soul. Tiny Lister, yes.
In the Dark Knight?
Zeus was in the Dark Knight.
That's one of those superhero movies, so I didn't pay much attention.
You just referenced it, though.
Oh, this is because the horse was in it. I read it on his IMDb or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, The Longest Yard had like 5 world champions in it.
That was on TV recently. My wife put it
always on.
TV. You know, it was on in the background or whatever. Seemed funny, but I didn't pay much attention either.
You haven't watched it?
I probably did when I was a kid, but I don't remember things anymore, so I don't remember if it was, you know, anything about it.
Great Khali.
I think it was good, right?
Great Khali screams, "Oh, my balls!" in it.
Oh, that's it was good. A great movie.
You got Goldberg in there. He's got a huge wiener, apparently, in the
movie.
Wow,
really?
Like, that's his gimmick.
He shows dong in the movie?
No, he doesn't. It's inferred.
Oh,
that he
okay,
does. Yeah.
Okay.
Steve Austin is a racist in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kevin Nash is on steroids in it, and they replace it with estrogen.
Oh.
So he gets really emotional.
Wow.
And then Bob Sapp is in it, who was IWGP heavyweight champion over in Japan.
Oh, right.
He broke his nose.
He broke his nose in the movie?
In the movie.
That seems tame compared to the rest.
He's broken his nose an awful lot in MMA, too. He's terrible at it. He's horrible at it.
I believe you. Yeah.
I'm surprised you're not as learned about The Longest Yard. Like, you're sitting here wanting these comedies back.
I saw it back in the day, and I don't remember it. I don't know, man. I don't remember things.
It seems like you should have appreciated what you had.
When did this movie come out?
2005?
2005. I was all of, I don't know, 7 years old. How old was I?
7?
No, probably older than
7?
That. But not old enough for, like, Jesus, I was almost, I was not a math teacher. It was almost 20 years ago? You think I remember that?
17 years
Christ
ago.
Almighty, I don't remember that.
Man, sorry.
I'm sure it sounds like a great movie, and maybe I will revisit it.
They always say don't meet your heroes, but this breaks my heart, you know?
I'm sorry, I'm a dumbass.
This breaks my heart. Hangman Page.
Certified dumbass.
Thank you so much for talking to me. Thanks for so much for doing this. I appreciate it. You're freezing cold.
I'm so cold.
What's this gimmick?
It's my little hairband thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
But I mean,
but
you've got a hair
thing. I've had it for a few years. It's gotten so stretched out now. Okay. I gotta, like, wrap it around like 6 times to keep my hair up.
I appreciate your time.
I appreciate it, man. You asked some hard-hitting questions.
I know I did. I wanted
you
to make sure.
Me.
I mean, I was pretty sure, like, if I'm out here asking about Cody, you're going to be like, yeah, congrats on Cody Diener signing a new contract.
That's a softball, yeah.
I know. That's too easy. Yeah. Like, everybody would have thought to ask that. Nobody was going to ask you about the great Collie's balls.
Right, right. And I'm glad you did.
Yeah. The AEW
I'm really glad you did.
World champion, the most hard-hitting interview. I am his Barbara Walters at this point.
Right.
Guys, until next time, we're out.
God bless you.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.